Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren's here at the Sports News. Morning, Darren.
Gavin, and a very good morning it is for Ben Healy, becoming just the fourth Irish cyclist to wear the famous yellow jersey on the Tour de France following that brilliant ride yesterday. He holds a 29-second lead now over Tadej Pogačar. Stephen Roche, the last Irishman to lead the Tour de France. That was way back in 1987, a lifetime ago now. Sean Kelly and Shea Elliott also held the yellow jersey.
It's some achievement, Darren. I think it's fair to say he wouldn't be terribly well known here, would he?
No, although he's been prominent and he's been kind of rising up slowly but surely, I have to say. And the brilliant thing about this is it's a rest day today, Gavin, so he can, you know, he can take a little time out and enjoy the moment and then, you know, have that jersey on tomorrow. So I think that that's actually a lovely feeling for him. He can let it set in. Now, let's be joined now by someone that knows all about kind of breaking through these barriers, and that's Martin Irvine, former world track champion, and he joins me now. I think it might have been 100 years your particular run, wasn't it, Martin, when you won that that world championship on the track?
Yes, it wasn't yesterday night. Yeah, it was 100 odd years ago. Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys.
Not sure, but in terms of, you know, breaking the barrier in terms of Irish athletes doing so well, and this kind of, maybe you could just put it all into perspective what this means and what he's achieved here.
It is once in a generation when you kind of sit down and think about it. I think pro cycling is so hard, so committed, so long term. It takes a lot of things to go right for a bike rider to get to the top of the sport. So it's really great to see, and it's especially Ben. He's very methodical man. He's put the work in, so it's class. You know, it's the trajectory's been great to watch.
Are you surprised with stage win and now the yellow jersey?
I'm not surprised at all, to be honest. If you've been following, you've seen him. He's this trending upwards. He's getting world beater on the one day races. He's a Giro stage winner. He's been doing the stage races and learning, and I think it's all clicking. It's just working very well for him. It's great, and the team mainly behind him supporting him. And it's he's got the goods to do it and get it over the line, and that's great to watch.
Yeah, and you would have coached him, I guess, over the last couple of years when he's come into, you know, under the Irish umbrella, you know, racing at the World Championships. What sort of fella is he, Martin?
Yeah, I mean, he's so hard. He's laid back. He's so laid back. He's horizontal. Like, he's really chilled out. He's real methodical. He knows what he can do, and he just goes and does it. It's kind of painfully easy watching him. I've crossed him. He's been under my umbrella in the last couple of World Championships, you know, so they're really big days, and you swear it was just a little club league he was doing, you know, and it's impressive.
Yeah. How do you think he's going to get on from here? Because there's a long way to go, isn't there? And the Tour de France is no ordinary bike race. I think there's 11 more stages to go.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard to know. I mean, it's hard to know what the team ambition is, but I would say they're in this, they're top of the best, the pinnacle of the sport. So I would say they're going to try and help Ben get as far in to this race as possible in that jersey. I think he's only a couple of days in the yellow if the hitters start dancing, you know. I think it's Thursday, he finishes in Hautacam. So that's a really big climb, and you'll have, you know, Pogačar trying to make his mark on the race, etc. But I really do think a podium is possible. Top six realistically, because he's got a strong team as well. So if the team get around him, I wouldn't be surprised to see him stand on the podium.
Yeah, and before we go, you're with Cycling Ireland, you're high performance pathway coach, and you're in Portugal at the moment, and you've got a young Irish team. They're preparing for the track championships. I'm sure that's created quite the buzz yesterday, did it?
Yeah, like I said, it's like I said, it's a generational piece. We're here on the track, but they're all road fans too, and seeing an Irishman and the buzz around, it's actually great. It's just lifted the whole team, so hopefully that lift will help them. They're racing this morning, so hopefully that'll give them an extra bit of buzz around the race.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Martin Irvine, thanks for joining us here, and more. Good luck in Portugal, and let's keep the fingers crossed as well for Ben Healy. Before we go, the British and Irish Lions coaching team are playing down concerns over the fitness of Irish winger Mac Hansen, who picked up an ankle injury last weekend.
Darren, thank you very much.